This has been open house season in the Port Huron Area School District. Lots of things to show off within the schools, lots of improvements, including at Central Middle School. And the principal of Central is with us right now, Sean Shackelford. Mr. Shackelford, good morning and thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's new and exciting at Central Middle School?
Everything. For all intents and purposes, Central Middle School is a brand new building.
Yeah.
We have two new STEAM labs, two new art rooms, four new science labs. We have a new secured entrance where parents have to actually buzz in and we can see them before they get in. We also have a new Learning Commons. So a Learning Commons is the library.
Yeah. So that's, I've heard of those.
Yes.
I know what a library is.
So we have a new state-of-the-art library. In fact, the entire building is really state-of-the-art. And we have new lockers and new flexible furniture for all the classrooms. So the days of sitting in just your regular desk in rows are over. The kids have, you know, chairs with wheels on them, a little bit more flexible for them to move around and for teachers to navigate in the classroom. So it makes it comfortable for our students.
Did all of this happen over the summer, or did this take a little bit longer than that to get done?
It happened all over the summer. The transformation was just phenomenal. And I actually went in just about every week and took pictures and updated our parents on Facebook. But really, we got started in earnest around April. And the majority of the work was completed by the first day of school. There's still some more touch-up work to be done until December, but the lion's share of the work has been completed.
It's got to be exciting for you, for parents, and especially for those returning students, those that were there last year and come back this year to a new school.
Yeah, I mean, it's just mind-blowing. I mean, the kids came in and they were in awe of just the transformation of the building, and it really has changed their attitude. I mean, it's middle school, and you know we deal with middle school behavior, but I will tell you, our kids have just been phenomenal. We have a sub-theme this year of respecting the place you learn, and they have really taken to that. They take pride in the building, and we're very pleased with that.
Well, because it's new, and they want to keep it looking new and fresh, and I think there's something to be said for that for any of us in our surroundings. When everything's new, we want it to remain nice and new. If it's old and run down, you might not have as much respect for it.
Correct. And that's what we want to teach our kids. We want to make sure that they understand that this is the place that will educate them. Yeah. This is the place that will, you know, allow them to be doctors, lawyers, radio hosts. So we want them to have that healthy respect for that, and they do.
What are some of the things that they can do there now that they couldn't do before these improvements were made?
Well, actually, that's what I wanted to highlight, because now with our new STEAM labs, our kids have an excellent opportunity, and I will give a plug to our Facebook page. So if you are out there and you are not connected to our Facebook page, we do a great job of updating our parents with what's going on. But in our STEAM lab right now, our eighth graders are doing medical detectives. And so that's a phenomenal experience for our kids. I know recently they completed a bacteria lab in which they tested which antibiotic would be best to treat the bacteria. And the kids did a great job with that. They're really excited about being able to do those types of things. We also had some parents and teachers come in and act as patients for our students yesterday, and to treat them and to make a diagnosis. And I think today they're going to go back and test their diagnosis to see if it's correct. So those are some of the exciting things that our kids are able to do.
Sure.
Next semester, seventh graders will be in modeling and design in our STEAM lab.
Oh, that's fun. And you have an open house, so tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. Open house tonight at 7 o'clock. Ribbon cutting starts at 7 in our Learning Commons with the Superintendent Jamie Kane. And we're asking everyone to come on out and check out Central Middle School. We have some food, gifts, prizes. And just come out and see the phenomenal work that, you know, our teachers are doing. And we want to say thank you to the Port Huron taxpayers who, you know, supported the bond and enabled us to have such a beautiful school.
Did you have any idea that it was going to be transformed like this? I mean, you see it on paper, but then when you actually see it in person, it's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I still cannot. I look at my office, and I can't even imagine what my old office looked like because it just looks so different.
Yeah.
Even the parents who are coming in, they're just amazed. And so we're very pleased, and I'm just happy to be the principal of Central.
Check it out tonight. Check out their Facebook page, Central Middle School. Sean, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.